just what the operation it had about, and I think they pedaled it with their foot to get this motion around in order that they might use their chisels or their tools in shaping the I'm pretty sure that was the way it was operated, was with the belt up to a wheel, which turned it very fast. They had it geared up to turn it very fast. Then another thing that you don't see is what they call a draw knife. I don't know whether I could explain the draw knife or not. It was a blade perhaps so 12 to 15 inches, sort of a slight crescent shape. And then it came around and it had a handle on each end. In other words, it looked like it might be a pair of horns, would that be correct to say that, on cattle, only that the horns had been separated and the knife put in between. And then if you wanted to plane a board, or that is a edge of a board, and had quite a good deal to take off, you didn't use the plane, but you used this draw knife by catching the handles on each side and pulling it towards you this way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a very interesting. I had one, and somebody stole it.
Oh.
Somebody was evidently in my, when I wasn't watching very close, and it disappeared.
Yes.
But of course they used the chisels then, which were perhaps about the same. Only I will say they were much better steel than what we can buy in a chisel today.
then the familiar instruments, tools, the
hammer and the hatchets and the regular axe and things like that.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right. Well, now this is shifting gears, and we'll very often shift gears and move back and forth. The slender piece extending from a wagon, what would be your term, the term you heard and used for that?
In which the horse was hitched to?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you were driving two horses, you would call it a single tree.
Uh-huh.
That would be the
now this, that's, yeah, that's the one that's,
would be in between the two horses.
Uh-huh.
The collars were fastened to the front of this single tree. It was, usually had an iron loop in front, in which I believe, if I'm correct, some portion of it, in order that if the wagon got to, or the buggy or whatever it was, got to moving faster than the horses, they'd be able to hold it back, as well as the, what do I want to say here? The breech, I believe it is what they called it in the harness, and it fit around the buttress of a horse down about halfway.
Yeah.
And was used in those were to help the horse hold a wagon back or in going down a hill or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Then the other, if you were driving a one horse to a wagon or a buggy, we call that the shafts of the buggy.
Yeah. So, I see. For the buggy, the pieces of wood that extend out would be the
shaft. For one horse,
right,
would be termed as a shaft. Shaft, I guess, is what they called it. But for two horses, they used what we call a single tree.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing on the outside of the horse at all, only the single tree in the middle.
Now, a single tree would be crossways to the horse.
Right in between.
Right in between. That's,
yeah.
Okay.
And then.
How about that bar in the back?
The bar in the back was equipped with a next tree piece of wood, which was bolted in here, and had two hooks, which the tugs, that would be the straps that the horse pulled the wagon with,
mm-hmm,
were fastened on here, two here, and two for this horse.
Mm-hmm.